A recent visit by U.S. cabinet-level officials to China led to the latest in a series of agreements to expand and strengthen cooperation between the two nations on biofuels production and use. William Westman, USDA's Minister Counselor for Agricultural Affairs in Beijing, says China and the U.S. face similar challenges for energy demand, with China looking for U.S. partnership in developing second-generation biofuels.
They're very interested in using sweet sorghum and cellulosic ethanol production, a variety of different options that may be available to them, and they really have a great desire to work with us, to work with U.S. scientists, and how they may satisfy what will be a tremendous demand for energy in the future.
And according to Westman, the agreement comes at an important time as China moves away from grains as feedstock and more towards biomass and biochemicals. The timing also works out in that China is the world's second largest automobile producer and third largest vehicle consumer. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.